The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever heard the saying, set it free and it'll come back?
Yes.
Is that true?
I think you didn't finish the saying.
What is it? What's the saying, automatic?
Set it free, and if you love it, it'll come back. If not, it goes away or something.
That's the worst.
That was even worse.
To gain power, you got to release power type situations, right?
Something like that, too. You know what? Okay. Here's the thing.
We're not motivational speakers.
No, we're not.
Here's the thing this Wednesday morning.
If you love something, set it free, and if it comes back, it's meant to be.
There it is.
That's more of a rhyme to it.
So that sounds better.
It sounds more official.
Even it. That's a little hip-hop to it.
I feel like George Bush right now.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
Listen, if you chase it, it will run. You need to attract things to you. There you go.
No.
It's true.
You still made that up, dude.
Even automatic Anthony A. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Yeah, we'll be right back. No. Here's the thing. I started thinking about all of the things that I've ever desired, including you, DJ Automatic, my love. My husband, if I would have chased you, you would have ran.
Okay, this went from illiterate to erotic.
And I didn't do that. You have to let things come to you. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Mm. Don't you remember? No. You would call me, and I would look at that phone. And I was like, don't pick it up, Dana. Don't pick it up. Yeah. And I wouldn't. And then you text me like 10 minutes later. Where you at? What you doing? Mm. It makes it more interesting. And when you chase things, sometimes you're not ready for all that.
And when you're chasing constantly, too, you're never practicing gratitude for your current blessing.
You're not. Exactly.
Which I think is the biggest fault in that situation or that mindset.
And I think about, you know, how we got together and my job, everything. I'm talking about life in general. Sometimes you want something so badly and you're down on yourself because it's not happening. It's either not the right situation or it's not the right time. And that's the message I wanted to spread this morning. Okay, just keep moving forward and attract that positive energy.
I'm on one this Wednesday morning.
This is all centered around Dana getting the last pack of M&Ms in the vending machine. That's what she was like. I got him.
Today's gonna be a great day. M&Ms for breakfast.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Beer Can Appreciation Day. On this day in 1935, the first beer was sold in a can, dude. And I like beer in a can, especially Dos Equis. Better in a can.
My family definitely contributed to a lot of purchases. That's for sure.
And we also have International Day for Education. Like, I just educated you on that beer can there, y'all.
We need to educate ourselves on the first little opener. I tried to do that. What was I trying to say? If you said something free, I don't know. Anyway.
We also got National Compliment Day. So go ahead and share them. It can make your world better as well,
too. I love that.
All right. Global Synchronized Belly Laugh, which we've shared a few of those thanks to our...
We usually laugh at each other. We're roasting each other here.
Or we're trying to be like illiterate prophets. I don't know what we're doing over there. And we'll wrap it up on National Peanut Butter Day.
Ooh. Hey, shout out to peanut butter. Yes. Not my favorite. Every dog, though, will take their meds with some peanut butter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going back to August of 2014 when Heather Mack traveled to Bali with her mother, Sheila Von Weiss, where they stayed at a luxury 5-star resort called the St. Regis Resort. Literally one of the best in the world, right? Sheila Von Weiss was a socialite, very well off. Heather grew up with riches her entire life. But the thing is, Sheila had no idea that her daughter Heather had conspired with her boyfriend Tommy Schaefer to kill her.
Oh.
Once she told her mother that she was expecting Tommy's baby, they started arguing in this beautiful resort room. Oh. And that's when the two beat her to death with a metal fruit stand. Then they stuffed her body into a suitcase, cleaned up the crime scene, and dragged it to a taxi. Authorities confiscated hotel footage, showing the two dragging the bag through the hotel hallway and lobby, and the trial began. Because, of course, the woman never checked out.
This story is wild. So they beat her with a fruit stand and then dragged her body through the lobby of a hotel?
After they shoved it into a suitcase. Now, it gets even wilder here, DJ Automatic, because Heather has thought about this since she was a child. Take a listen.
I made it up in my heart, in my mind, my soul, in my blood, in the oxygen running through my body that I wanted to kill my mother.
Why would she want to kill her mother?
Well, here she is explaining.
When I was 10, my mother killed my father in a hotel in Athens, Greece.
Not first. Not that it's an excuse. I thought, well, you know, maybe she just carried this anger with her. But then a family member said that is absolutely untrue and has no idea why Heather Mack would make up such a thing. Here is Sheila's brother talking about it.
It's the kind of statement that doesn't even warrant a response. It's such an absurdity. Heather was never easy to figure out. I just think she's unhinged. I also think that she's under some kind of opiate, heroin or cocaine.
He then presented the interviewer at Inside Edition with James Mack's death certificate. This is Heather's father. And he died of pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lungs.
He
died of natural causes. Now, if you think Heather, you know, has no empathy at all, she does feel bad about one thing. But listen to what she says at the end of this statement.
I regret trapping an innocent person into this because it was my battle. It's my mother. It was my father. I don't regret killing my mother.
What in the world? Take a listen to her again.
I don't regret killing my mother.
So she feels bad for the boyfriend, but not for her own flesh and blood. Now, a court in Indonesia found Heather Mack and boyfriend Tommy Schaefer guilty of murder. They were facing a maximum penalty, which is death by fire squad. By firing squad, yeah, but the judge felt bad because Heather was pregnant and he didn't want the baby to grow up without its parents. Heather gave birth to a baby girl in prison. She was only sentenced to 10 years.
What?
And the boyfriend to 18. Now, Heather is out of prison. She was released on good behavior. But here's where the story takes a turn. She's released. So she's come back to the U.S., right? She lands at Chicago Airport and she's arrested by the feds. Here is her attorney speaking on that.
Well, this is a total witch hunt. Heather Mack arrives from a global flight with her daughter Stella and the foster mom Oshar. And what does she face? A conglomerate of federal authorities.
Well, yeah, because everybody probably feels like we do. 10 years, and she only did like 4 or 5 because of good behavior. So the U.S. is charging her with conspiracy to kill in a foreign country because she conspired here on U.S. soil.
Oh.
Then went overseas to kill her mother. Also, she sued her uncle for control of her mother's estate the day after she was found guilty. After many appeals, the trust was given to Heather's daughter, Stella. So now everybody's fighting for the little girl, including the boyfriend Tommy's mother. Take a listen.
Am I going to get an opportunity to step up as a grandmother to Stella?
My granddaughter's eyes, they light up when she speaks to me. My granddaughter loves me.
Stella is currently being raised by foster parents.
It sounds like everybody's looking for a paycheck.
It sounds to me like a lot of people are the victim of Heather Mack's psychotic actions. Not only her mother, her child, her boyfriend, his mother, her mother's family. Everybody is a victim of this incredibly horrible crime. She is currently in jail in Chicago awaiting court. The judge refused to set bail.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hard day at work. Everybody can relate, right? You're going home. You're like, I'm going to pick a little something up at the convenience store. And this happens?
I came to the liquor store to get some Modelos because I just got up from work. But I'm an idiot. I left my window open. And when I opened the door, I noticed that someone took a bite of my burrito.
What the? Wait. He called the police over a burrito?
No, he did not call the police. Oh, listen.
I really hate Bakersfield.
I don't think that's specific to Bakersfield, dog. Because I don't have to be down that bad to steal a burrito. If I saw a burrito freshly wrapped,
it's steamy
like
hot.
There's like a 7 out of 10 chances I'm taking that thing, dog.
Homie, there's a lot of people getting out of work at that time. You know what I'm saying? Okay, listen.
Look, they took a big bite of my burrito.
If you want to see the Ben burrito, go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm posting it.
Not the burrito bandit on a loose. To this day. All right. From burrito bandits to luxury products that are just taking money from you at this point. In 2017, Prada released a paperclip for $160.
Dang.
Well, thanks to inflation, you can now buy the exact same paperclip for $400, ladies
you
and gentlemen.
Got me.
Yes.
You got me.
Is it gold plated?
No, not at all, dude. Just a regular silver paperclip meant to be a money clip.
Oh, right.
This is stupid. I don't have any money after buying that paperclip. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, if that isn't a reminder to spend it while you're still here, this is, okay? There's a bill being proposed in Arizona that will allow people to turn themselves into dirt after death.
Oh.
It's called human composting.
Wait, but we already turned to dirt.
Well, this way gets it done quicker. It transforms a corpse into soil, and you can use it for gardening. And they're actually calling the bill Grandpa in the Garden.
What? What about grandma. Why y'all gotta be, see what I'm saying? Why y'all be sexist like that?
Well, what do you call it? What do you call grandma in the what?
What are you supposed to say? They in the garden?
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're the Baby Morning Show here. We need you to get to know who we are, so it's time to play Who's Lying? Let's do it! Hey, what's good, everyone? It's Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Is this Ram?
What's up?
Are you ready to play Who's Lying? Are you ready to play Who's Lying?
I'm ready.
You guessed correctly. You win yourself some official DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez. When I met my husband, DJ Automatic, my best friend, she told me that she thought he was hot, kind of scoped him out at the gym and whatnot, and says, comes back and tells me, I wish I could get with him.
Okay. Oh, wait.
DJ Automatic here. When I met Dana, my initial impression was she was a little chubby, she had a bad boo job, and she seemed kind of miserable in her marriage.
All right. Fair assessment, I guess. Anthony, hey, what up? And when I've known Automatic for a while, but we really kind of got to know each other when he saw me get thrown out of a Mac Miller concert and then talk my way back into the Mac Miller concert. And yeah, at that moment, I earned his respect.
And here
rest
we
in
are.
Power of Mac Miller.
Ram, if you guess who's lying, you get a DCS hoodie. Who's lying?
Dana's lying.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! How do you know I'm lying?
First of all, your friend didn't introduce you. Y'all at the radio working together. Otto Ben said that about you.
Wow! I see.
He's a real listener.
I cannot believe your lesson. And third, my best friend was gay. So it was not a she, it was a he.
And I knew Ant, because he already had told that story too of Mac Miller, how
Man, I can't believe y'all laughing at Automatic story about me. Nah, it's over. All right, you got yourself a DCS hoodie. Thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. We love you.
Hey, love y'all too.
Hey, you want to play Who's Lying? Call 877-730-DCS1. We could pick you for next week. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West and his wife, Bianca, attacked verbally on the streets of LA. We're going to play you the audio and tell you where you can catch the video as well. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Let's start first, though. Anthony A. with celebrity birthdays.
We have Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie Grande, celebrating his birthday. Sydney Morgan. And we also have Ed Helms celebrating a birthday as well.
Hold on. Ariana Grande's brother is Frankie Grande?
Yeah, that's what
it
is. Is that their real last name?
Yeah, it's their real last name. Yeah.
Also popping on YouTube, too.
I thought that was just a stage name.
No, that's a real name right there. All right, so we're going to start off talking about my girl, Becky G, who is an Oscar-nominated artist now. So she performed the song for the Hot Cheetos movie produced by Eva Longoria. The song is called The Fire Inside. And here she is addressing her fans. Take a listen.
We're nominated, guys, for an Oscar. And I just wanted to say thank you so much to Diane and to Eva for allowing me to be a part of this film. This song represents something so close to my heart. It is my heart.
I felt that in my soul. I got emotional. I understand as a Mexican-American.
Who would have thought the Hot Cheeto movie would be up for an Oscar? That's all I got to say.
It's such a good movie. It was so freaking good.
I did not see an Oscar in its future, though.
The song is nominated. I don't know that the movie is, but hey, we're here for the song. Hope she wins. And then we'll move on. Talk about Kanye West and wife Bianca. They were out in L.A., and they were approached by a homeless man who said what I think a lot of people probably want to tell Kanye.
Look at you, clown talking to white boys. It isn't so smart, so new, so nifty. You ain't sh**, boy. I am the one. Not Hov, not you. I ain't Lupe Fiasco. I ain't Mos Def, dog.
Okay, look, the guy got a little crazy. But here's the thing. He actually cares about Kanye West, whose cheese has slid off his cracker. Nobody around Kanye is telling him what you're saying is wrong. Nobody is educating him. No one has the guts to push back because everybody depends on him for a check.
Okay.
They don't really love him.
I just want to hear this homeless guy rap because he says he's better than Jay-Z and Lupe Fiasco.
It felt like I was watching something from a parallel universe where like rich Kanye was getting yelled at by broke Kanye. It was a lot to process.
It could be. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check the video.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our favorite fast food joints is adding a breakfast burrito to the repertoire. Find out who it is in food news. Hey, it's time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
First hashtag, question. Would you give up your phone for $10,000?
Oh, I saw the story.
Yeah, it is a New York-based company. It's called Siggy's Dairy. They make this Icelandic-style yogurt, and they're offering $10,000 to people who can stay away from their smartphone for an entire month. You want to get in, you submit a 100 to 500 word essay explaining why you need a digital detox. You got till January 31st to apply. You got to be 18 or older. 10 lucky winners are getting $10,000 to put your phone away for 1 month.
Don't forget about the year supply of yogurt, okay,
yeah,
Dana?
Yeah, 1 year supply of the Icelandic yogurt. I don't know. I can't do it because of work. Well, I guess I could use... No.
I could do it. I'm wondering, has it been in the rules if I use my MacBook Pro to like text and
things? Yeah, totally. You can't do anything.
I don't think so, right?
What about email?
It's on my phone.
You can make calls, but you cannot get online.
All right. Well, then, yeah, I could definitely do that, dog.
How are you going to check your email?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm participating in it. Everyone needs to respect
my mental
space. We're
like, Anthony, did you get that commercial you need to read? Nope. Sure didn't.
Can you text?
No, you can't do anything.
It's beautiful. Oh, yeah.
You can answer calls. That's it. So,
oh, yeah.
I already have anxiety and I'm not going to do it.
DJ Automatic Food News.
Wendy's is coming out with a new breakfast burrito, but I'm going to say it looks more like a wrap.
Uh-oh.
Why do you say it looks like a wrap, Automatic?
Because that tortilla is not looking great. No, it's not.
Stop depressing.
I'm judging their tortilla.
Well, because you grew up in a Mexican neighborhood. You know what a real tortilla is. Just to let you know, most of America doesn't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're not going to find out with the new Wendy's breakfast burrito, which has bacon, potatoes, eggs, and then it comes with Cholula.
Cholula.
I can imagine in the Midwest somebody putting Cholula on the breakfast burrito, they're gonna be like, man, this is spicy.
I love it, dog.
I'll give it a try.
I also went to middle school with the girl. Her American name was Wendy. That's what she went by in America. So I have faith that.
What was her real name?
I don't know. It wasn't, she wasn't. Exactly.
Where was she from?
She was from Chihuahua. She had a Mexican American name here in the States. It was Wendy.
And it was probably Guadalupe.
Yeah, something like that, dog. I knew it was something crazy I couldn't pronounce, dude. So.
She makes real tortillas.
Yeah, so I have faith in this one right here, dog.
All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to start with National Peanut Butter Day.
All
yes.
Right, okay.
I'm pro peanut butter. So that's a chunky peanut butter at that, too. We also have National Beer Can Appreciation Day on this day in 1935. The first beer can was sold, making it easier and cheaper to enjoy a brew.
What you think the most recognizable beer can is?
Bud Light.
All right, what about Modelo?
I mean, it's up there now. Bud Light is still out. Yeah, still the.
Okay, well, all right.
I guess Modelo is the best-selling beer now, right?
I will just go out on them and say, I think Dos Equis better in a can.
Okay, all right.
And we'll go right along next to National Compliment Day.
Oh,
I love this one. Yes, dude.
Okay. Let's compliment each other. DJ Automatic, husband of mine, I'm going to say this and I mean it. You are the best NBA DJ in all of the USA. There's only 30 of them. You are the echelon of DJs in the world of the NBA. I said it.
Thank you.
Now you
got to
give
much.
Anthony a compliment.
Okay, Anthony. Well, I already know you're funny, but I want to congratulate you on your whole thing you got going on, going to SNL and doing all that stuff. Keenan Thompson. I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that, dude. That's how guys compliment each other, the thing you got going on.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well,
I appreciate
Ed's going to New York to go.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I found the sincerity, brother. It cut through it. It beamed my heart up. But let's go ahead and wrap it up with one for your wife, dog. You got to give one to your wife. Give your wife, Dana Cortez, a compliment and wrap it up right there.
You make really good salsa.
Oh.
That was a compliment, Dana.
You expressed more emotion and heart to me.
Have you seen that?
Maybe I can sell it to Wendy's.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh. Earlier today, we played an excerpt of Becky G crying. She's so emotional. She is now an officially nominated for an Oscar artist for her song for the Flamin' Hot movie, The Fire Inside.
Hey.
Listen to her.
We're nominated, guys, for an Oscar. And I just wanted to say thank you so much to Diane and to Ava for allowing me to be a part of this film. this song represents something so close to my heart. It is my heart.
I so emotional, and so we got
such
to
an
talking.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Shout out to America Ferrera. She got nominated too.
Oh, for Barbie, yes, for Best Supporting Actress. Well, let's talk about the seriousness of this situation. Snacks that deserve movies.
There we go. This is what I'm here for, dog. Because, you know, did you think the janitor, when he set out to make this hot Cheeto invention, that he thought he was making a cultural phenomenon? I don't think he did.
He was just trying to pay his bills.
Nor did Steve Henson, the inventor of ranch dressing.
Who's Steve Henson?
He's a great American, obviously.
Great American, dude. Great American, a plumber, 1960. And, might I say, a black man invented ranch dressing, if you didn't know that. All right, dude?
Okay, all right. So you think ranch dressing deserves a cinema?
Well, I think ranch dressing, and more so the icon that is Steve Henson, he created the greatest condiment that America has ever invented.
All right, now that part's to be debated, but I will
it's
say
pretty good.
Ranch dressing? My snack are nachos. Everybody loves nachos, no matter where you go. Sports bar, Mexican restaurant, invented by Ignacio Nacho Anaya Garcia in Piedras Negras in Mexico.
Dang.
Yeah, some wives of some military personnel came over the border. You didn't have anything left. Fried up some corn tortillas, threw some cheese and jalapeno on. It's a wrap.
You know, there's some drama behind that story. Get a little spicy, too.
Yeah.
If they can make a whole story about hot Cheetos, they can do it about nachos.
We can do it about Ignacio Nacho Garcia. All right, so Automatic, what about you?
I don't know. What do white people admit?
Oh, man, they went crazy. Well, okay. White people went crazy when they first sliced bread.
Sliced bread? 1928. That's good.
Boom.
That's good.
First time we ever sliced bread.
I mean, boring, but yeah.
Automatic's been colonized by Mexicans. Okay. What about deviled eggs? Deviled eggs? You like
that? I don't know who invented that, but I'm down for a deviled egg.
That sounds very...
That's more ancient Roman, but you know what?
Do you know what? Actually, there's a guy I think they should make a movie about. His name is Albert Halfhill, and he created canned tuna.
Oh, no!
There's a whole industry that is based on this man.
The stuff you're bringing here from the vending machine that smells like cat food.
Get that man a movie. If Hot Cheetos can have a movie, tuna can have a movie too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.